A mother made a quilt for her little daughter to keep her warm. The mother stitched a pattern of falling stars into the quilt, and as she worked, she sang. Little girl's name was Abigail, and she just loved that quilt. Sometimes she'd wake up in the night and she'd wrap the quilt around her shoulders, and she would look out the window at the stars sparkling in the night sky, and sometimes she even saw a falling star. And when she would play in the woods near her house, she liked to use the quilt for a picnic blanket, and she would spread it out, and she would put all her dollies and stuffed animals, and she would serve tea. Sometimes the tea spilled on the quilt, but they always had a wonderful picnic. Sometimes Abigail pretended that the quilt was a fine gown. She would wrap it around herself, and she would gallop on her imaginary horse around the barn and around the house. Every once in a while, the quilt would get caught on something, and it would get a little tear. When these things happened, like tea spilling on it or a nail tearing it, then her mother would wash it and sew it back up. Sometimes Abigail played hide-and-seek with her sisters, and she would hide under the quilt and hold very still until somebody would come and find her. Sometimes she caught a cold, and she would have to go to bed and lay down underneath that quilt until she got better. Her family one day realized that they were going to have to move to a new house far, far away from their old house, and Abigail made sure to bring the quilt with her. And when they had made the long journey to the new house, Abigail's father went to work making a new bed and new chairs and a new rocking horse, and everything smelled new, like wood chips and sawdust. Abigail felt sad and lonely. She missed her old home until she wrapped herself up in that quilt, and it smelled familiar to her. And her mother rocked her for a while and then tucked her in bed under the quilt, and Abigail felt at home again. Years went by, and when the quilt was very old and very well loved, Abigail folded it up and she put it away in the attic. Sometimes the cat would go up to the attic and sleep on the quilt because it was so nice and soft and cozy and warm up there. And over time, the stuffing started to spill out of the quilt. It sort of looked like snow. But one day, Abigail came back up to the attic to get the quilt because she wanted to give it to her own daughter. And she had to patch the tears and put the stuffing back in and wash it and make it nice again. But now the little girl, whose name was Beatrice, who wrapped that quilt around her shoulders, loved it just as much as her mother had. She loved its falling star pattern and the soft, soft fabric. And she played with it in the daytime and she slept under it at nighttime. And one day, Beatrice's family had to move far away to a new home. And she brought the quilt with her, and they made the long journey. And the new house smelled like it had just been cleaned. It smelled like fresh wax and polish. It smelled like fresh paint. The only thing that smelled familiar was that quilt. And Beatrice felt a little sad. She missed her old friends and her old school and her old house. But her mother snuggled her up in the quilt and rocked her and then put her to bed and tucked her in under the quilt. And she felt at home again. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Yeah, we can hold lots of hands at once. Good. We've got it figured out. Dear God, your love is to us like a quilt that is wrapped around us, keeping us safe and warm. We thank you for those who have passed on to us the wonderful knowledge of how much you love us and care for each one of us. We thank you for this precious treasure. In Jesus' name, amen.